All right, so we're still excited about the fact that we were able to win a game. We needed to win one, and so that was good. And particularly the way that the players played, I thought that they had energy, effort, good attitude, no matter what the situation was. And there were some bleak situations during the course of the game, but they didn't quit playing, and they kept playing, and as a result, it paid off for us. We were able to come back and win the game in overtime. Can't say enough about the coaches and the job that they did and the players, the way they played. Now, that one is over with, and we've got another game coming up this week, and we have to be better than last week to have a chance to win that one. So we have to prepare better. We have to play better to give ourselves a chance, and that's going to be the focus, and that's what we're going to try to get done. But, you know, during the course of the game, there are a couple guys who made some plays to help the team win, particularly Justin Houston, 3 sacks and a safety. That was big. Jamal Charles and his rushing yardage, and then a 91-yard run for a touchdown. I think that kind of lifted the team and helped in all aspects make them feel like that we could win the game. And the special teams units, they did a nice job. As far as keeping Sproles under control. And so a lot of good things happen in the game, but there are still things that we need to work on and try to get better at as we go down the road. So that's what we're going to try to do. With that, I'll open it up.
What's up with Dexter? Do you guys know yet?
Dexter has an elbow. They're looking at his elbow, and they'll let us know later on today or tomorrow the exact prognosis. Peyton has an ankle, you know, and he's in a boot right now, so we'll see how he responds to the boot, and hopefully he'll be back for this game. We just have to wait to see how that goes.
Hudson
has a knee, and they're evaluating his knee still, and they'll let us know later on what that looks like.
Are you prepared for San Diego without all three of those guys?
Well, I don't know. I have to wait until probably Wednesday to know for sure.
Could you go through the 4th and 5 on the game-tying drive at the end of regulation where he sent the punt unit out and then there was a timeout called and then changed and put the offense out there and they got the first down? First of all, who called the timeout? Why was the timeout called? And why did you change?
Well, as we were looking at the game, we were thinking about it and thought we could pin them in the hole like we've been doing most of that half, and then thought about giving Drew Brees the ball again, and not too crazy about that. And then we felt like that maybe this was an opportune time for us to try to get something done and try to make a play to win the game. And so then that's why it was changed. I called the timeout, I made the change, and it worked out.
Assuming Hudson doesn't play Sunday, are you inclined to stay with the way you were in the game against New Orleans with Wilkins Center and Jeff Allen and Carr?
Today, yes.
But maybe not tomorrow?
Well, I don't know. If he's not playing, then probably I need to research and see if I can find at least a backup, you know, to come in. So I'll have to see what that looks like.
How did that arrangement work for little practice?
I thought Lilja did an excellent job, to tell you the truth, because he came into the game and he snapped. He had shotgun snaps. There were no quarterback center exchange problems when he was in there. And then, as well as Lilja, I thought Allen did a nice job coming in and playing really for the first time sustained time in a tough situation. You know, and so both of those young men did good jobs.
Is that your biggest worry in a situation like that, is the snap, whether it's a shotgun or a direct exchange? I mean,
yeah.
Is that your biggest worry as a coach?
That's right. I mean, because if you have a guy who hasn't played the position a lot, you know, to put him in there and expect him to perform, sometimes you just don't know what's going to happen. And a lot of teams will try to take advantage of the fact that you have a new center. And so we were able to operate and operate efficiently, and so that was good for us.
What do you lose without McCluster? I mean, you have some bodies there, but it seems like he gives you some unique things. I mean, can you cover for that with the guys you have, assuming he can't play?
Well, he has a unique skill set, and we try to take advantage of that. If he's not able to play, then we'll have to try to take advantage of the other guys and their skill sets. You know, everybody has a different skill set, and so it's our job to determine what the strong points are and try to take advantage of those strong points.
Wiley's anywhere close to being ready to play?
Well, he's been better during the course of, you know, the last 2 weeks, so we'll have to see how he is this week.
The injury issue aside, did you think he was ready to play on a more consistent basis than...
He's a rookie.
How do you assess Castle's performance from yesterday?
Well, you know what? He started off okay. There were a couple throws that I thought sailed on him a little bit. And then he had that one bad play on the interception. But he hung in there. He made a fourth down throw in the second half that helped keep the drive alive for us. And so, you know, I think that he probably would want one or two throws back. But he helped his team win.
How did the mindset of the team stay focused at 24-6 for the past couple of weeks? It seems to be, you know, it wouldn't have gone that way maybe against Buffalo or Atlanta. You guys were able to come back and win that day.
Well, you know, one of the things during the week we've been focusing on that, then I think the leaders on the team, you know, have kind of taken it upon themselves to push the team to try to get better in that respect, to try to keep up the energy and just play every play. And if you have a negative play, forget about that one. Put it behind you. You know, try to correct it and all those things, but put it behind you and let's play the next play. And I think that that's what the team did yesterday. When there were negative plays, and there were negative plays, they put those plays behind them and then concentrated on the next play. And I think as a result of it, you know, that helped us during the course of the game.
Did you see your team come together yesterday for maybe the first time this year?
Well, I thought the team grew as a unit and as a team and understanding how they have to play this game to be the most effective.
Chemistry all of a sudden came together too, maybe?
Yes, some did. I think some did, yes.
You've been around for a long time. How do you see chemistry develop over the course? How does it happen?
In games like yesterday, I mean, that's probably the best way that it happens. You know, guys are put in pressure situations, and how are you going to react in those pressure situations? And if guys pull for each other, try to help each other, then that chemistry just becomes stronger as you go down the road. And hopefully, the way we won yesterday will help this team.
Were there any other injuries from yesterday besides the three guys we talked about?
Other than the normal bumps and bruises, no.
Coach, do you have a sense for whether Lewis or Toribio will be back this week?
Well, there's a possibility. We'll have to see what Lewis can do. He's been doing a little bit more each week. He's had his pads on last week, so we haven't hit him yet, but he's got a hit to find out whether he can take the hits and how he will respond. But I think he's anxious and he wants to play. So if he can go out there Wednesday or Thursday, whichever day we have pads on, and get something done, then there's a chance that he can play.
Coach Kevin Voss, Jamal was obviously on a roll. Peyton goes out with an ankle. But at some point, do you say, or does somebody say to you, look, he's at about 30 touches or getting in that neighborhood, do you start to wonder how much more he could give you in a game?
Well, he was doing good, so I was hoping for another 91-yarder, you know. But generally, you know, Jamal, he's pretty good about letting me know if he needs a break. And he never came to me to say that he needed a break. And because he was doing good and we needed him, you know, we used him a little bit. And so it worked out.
Last week he didn't use him enough, and now everybody's worried about him using him too much. Is there a magic number for touches for him in your mind, or is it just game by game?
It's game by game. I mean, really, it is. And I think that's the case with most running backs. Now, you know, you can take some running backs and you can say this guy is a 20-carry per game back, or another bag may be a 15-carry per game. But generally, hey, if it's going good, you don't mind giving it to them. And they don't mind getting the ball either, you know, when it's going good. It's just when it's going bad that they really don't want it.
Coach,
What's the thought process for you under the two-minute warning? You guys have a chance to potentially win the game in regulation and clearly play for the field goal in overtime. And kind of take me through the thought process of what goes on.
Well, what you have to determine is exactly what you want to do, you know, at that point in the game. And a lot of time it depends upon what's happening in the game, what has occurred during the game, and your overall situation, you know. Going into the game, I felt like it was a game that we needed to win. And so to give ourselves the best chance, we didn't go for the win at the end, you know, of regulation. So we went into overtime, and then we won it in overtime. But as the game was going, you just try to get a feel for what you think is happening, what you think the other team is going to do, what you think your guys can do, and then you make the best decision available at that time.
It seemed like you had their defense back on their heels big time. You guys were just kind of doing anything you wanted to in offense at that point in the game. Did that go through your mind to say, let's maybe try to win this here, take a couple shots at the end zone, and then kick the field goal?
Well, we thought about the possibility of taking a shot into the end zone and then kicking the field goal. But, you know, as it worked out, the way it worked out was the way it worked out, and so we went with that.
Is it a confidence thing, more confidence in your kicker than your offense at that point based on the way the game began?
No, not necessarily. I think you get to a point, if you can get to a point on the field, you kind of figure that you got a field goal. All right, so if you can get to that point on the field and then you want to take a shot for the end zone, you can take the shot. Now, the thing that you risk in taking the shot for the end zone is a protection problem or a turnover. And then you have to decide whether you want to risk that or not, basically.
Romeo, if you lose this game, you're 0-3, mm-hmm. and things are worse. Now you win the game, you're 1-2, and you're playing for a share of the division lead. Can you talk about the difference in that and what it can do for a team, a locker room, and the work week, the whole?
Well, I think that the thing that the victory does for the team is give the team some confidence in their ability and in their opportunity or chance to win a game. You know, so everybody's not telling them how bad they are anymore and that they can't win. And some people might be talking about, hey, you did a good job and your running game looked good and, you know, your defense got better. So they might hear some of that as opposed to all the negative stuff that they've been hearing. So that helps them mentally. But the approach to the week, other than the fact that it's a division game and we always talk hard about division games and trying to win division games, the week will go like it's been going. You know, we correct the mistakes. We put a game plan together, and then we go practice that game plan and then go play on Sunday and try to win a game. And that's what I've talked to those guys about. Hey, we need to win a game, and let's go and try to win a game.
You get Tyson over the nose a couple of times, I saw. How do you think he played in those?
Well, that was in a sub situation, and that's a little bit different because in a sub situation – you don't have as many things that you have to worry about. And so sometimes he can go in there and function, you know, better in that scenario. But he's playing his end position in the 34.
Last two, Bob.
When every time he has a big production game, Jamal, the numbers all come in, you rattle them around, and there's only one back who in history of the game has done some of the things he's done, and that's Jim Brown. Now, as a young man, I'm sure you watched Jim Brown. You probably got a chance to know him pretty well in Cleveland. They're not even close in comparison, are they?
Different styles completely. Yeah, different styles completely. Jim Brown was a special kind of guy. You know, and I think Jamal has some special qualities about him. But, you know, Jim Brown, he's one of those guys that when they played, a lot more went on, you know, particularly at the bottom of the pile and things like that. And Jim would get off the ground, and you would never think he was going to make it back to the huddle until the ball was snapped and they gave it to him, and then he took off again, you know. But, you know, Jim is kind of one of a kind, and I admire him anyway.
Last two, one of them, Landon back, another
one. Go ahead. Have you had a chance to talk to Scott since the win last night? And if you did, could you just, you know, comment maybe what you guys exchanged?
Yeah, I talked to him and asked him if he was worried during the course of the game. but But, you know, hey, we just said, hey, it's a good game. We needed a win. We got a win. And so now let's get ready for next week and see if we can do it again.
Was he nervous?
Oh, I don't know.
Romeo, you've been coaching for a couple of years and you've seen a couple of things. But is it remarkable at all to you that all you went through those first two games and the fact you haven't had a lead during a game through three games and you're still playing for first place on Sunday?
Well, you know, last year, after everything that happened, we were still playing for the division last year, you know, and we were one game away from winning the division. Well, one block kick away from winning the division last year, you know. So I've seen quite a bit. And I've said all along that it's early. This is a marathon. It's not over yet. And the fact that we've won a game, it's helpful to have won the game. But we still need to win another game, and we still need to play well, and we still need to play better, and that's going to be the focus, you know, going forward, to try to get better and improve on the things that, that we mess up so that we don't mess up as much, and maybe we can play with a lead.
Is that your experience, that these things tend to come back to you as long as you take care of your own problems and take care of your own business?
Well, I think that's all you can do, Adam, is you have to take care of your business and do what you're supposed to do and then and see what happens, because you can't really depend on anybody else other than yourself and your team.
Thank you.